Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
On Thursday, our nation will celebrate Independence Day. America is the land of the free because of the brave. I want to share the story of one brave soldier. Last week, draped in an American flag, Del Wayne Quick's casket was brought to the front at Roper and Sons Funeral Home in Lincoln, Nebraska. The room was so full of people that staff members had to open an overflow space. Mr. Quick served 7 years in the Army from 1947 to 1955 and fought in the Korean War. Quick was born in Kansas on November 20, 1927. After serving in the military, Mr. Quick worked as a maintenance engineer for the United States Postal Service. Mr. Quick died at the ripe age of 93 on June 13th. The vast majority of the 300 people present at the service had never met him. Funeral home officials said they couldn't track down any immediate family, so they asked the community to attend the service via social media. The community responded, "To honor a brave soldier who gave 8 years of his life protecting our freedom. We only learned about this service last night," U.S. Senator Ben Sasse said. "I hope this doesn't just affirm Del Quick's memory, but for all of our veterans who are in nursing homes across Nebraska." Governor Ricketts said the community's response is a reflection of who Nebraskans are. "We appreciate their sacrifices, and we wanted to see Del off and let him know that we're not going to leave anybody behind." Those who did know Mr. Quick, such as his nurse, Barb, commented what a beautiful service it was and was so thankful that vets came out in force. Patriot Guard and American Legion riders lined the driveway with flags at the final salute. This Independence Day, take time to thank a veteran. God bless the men and women who serve our nation to protect our freedoms.